Are you into role playing? I've never tried it. Here's a scenario that I keep replaying in my mind, though. It's a late night weekend. We're chilling with the squad, getting ready for this party, but we have some time to kill. You know how the guys are. We sit down, I say, maybe we should talk. You seem hesitant at first, but you do because you're tired. I tell you that I love you, but tonight I need some space. There's a beautiful woman I know who needs a smile on her face. I hope you understand. And right before you have a chance to say no or let out your rage, everyone pours in the room and you decide not to make a scene, so you simply say okay. We all leave and I take separate rides. In your mind, we won't speak, but I peek at your eyes and see you trying not to cry. I crack a smile, then we leave. We show up to the house, do the meet and greet. I head straight to the kitchen to get a drink for two. Some random chick makes small talk, so when your eyes were through, you fight the pain inside and decide to take a seat facing away from me, as most common folk would do. The music grows louder and you're ready to just disappear. And I feel as though my plan may backfire if I don't act right here, right now. In the moment, I grab that second drink you thought was for her and for me. By now you're on the dance floor trying to stay alive because it kills you just to breathe. I see the beautiful woman I spoke of and make my move. She's the woman of my dreams. She's my soul. She's my muse. I grab her by her waist, pull her close, breast to breast, eye to eye, shoe to shoe. I say, hey, beautiful lady, how are you? You reply with, what happened to the woman you came to meet? Don't think because it ain't work with her, you could come back to me. To which I replied, it was you. You see, I noticed that as of lately, you've been thinking about a lot, about your grandmother, her passing, your future, and who you are. How you asked me to help you cry because you keep it locked up inside, and how I melt the pain away. So tonight, I use this facade to give you a fresh start. It's kind of scary though, this scenario I came up with on my own, to make you feel vulnerable, then get you all alone. Let you open up the tap on a heart that's full of pain so I can unclog the drain and see that beautiful smile once again. So for the night, let's pretend we're strangers, not dating. The hidden danger of meeting someone who will understand you. And since your need for love and curiosity surpasses your irritation and anger, you say okay, so I grab your hand and take you. And for the rest of the night, we become one. Small talk from two acquaintances on the run from their past, innocent connections made as we try to have fun, as we sit in the summer field watching the rising of the sun. You open up to me, tell me everything that holds your tongue. And when you're done, that guy who you love basically wrote his name on your heart, because you were on mine from day one, straight from the start. And my final words of wisdom for your soul, the one I guide, one day we'll have it all. One day, one life, you and I will build an empire unlike Rome overnight. And you will wake up every day with a smile, because I love you.